Recording on January 4th from the nearly equipped studio next door, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
And I'm Aaron.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How's your New Year starting out?
Good. No, I haven't done any of the New Year, New Me thing, and I never do.
No.
I never follow it, you know?
The old me is good. I like the old me.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good enough. The old me is a winner. So, yeah, I'm going to stay with the old me for one more year. See how that rolls out.
Good.
I assume you went wild on the town.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah,
good.
I think I was in bed by 10:30.
Yeah. No, the kids wanted to stay up till midnight, so they made it till 10.
Yeah.
And that was, they fell asleep listening to Ryan Seacrest talk about some band. I also went to bed at 10:30. Did not make the countdown for one more year, but hey, you know.
Well, I worked downtown La Crosse for 20 plus years, and I'm over it.
No, I've seen all the fun that New Year's can pack in. It's for the others. It's not for me anymore. Nope. I can't do it. We should talk about sports.
We could. I mean, we keep on talking about how we don't party anymore.
That would make for a really exciting 29 some minutes.
I don't think that would follow in the parameters of sports.
But. No, none at all. We'd get a sternly worded email or something along those lines. I'm sure.
Probably not.
They're people. They would notice.
Yeah, maybe.
The Packers-Vikings game, did you notice?
No, I did not. I don't even know. Did they play?
They played a football game on Sunday. That was the sound the entire state of Minnesota made for pretty much 3.5 hours. That one was 41-17.
What?
41-17.
I thought it was more than that.
Nope. It was a nice tidy 27-3 after at halftime and after the third quarter. It was a whooping. They took them behind the woodshed and or any other things. Yeah, no, they waffle stomped them. They did all that stuff. It was 14-3 after the first
2 minutes.
2 minutes,
I think.
You got a really exciting blocked punt that resulted in 3 points to start the game, and then it was return for a touchdown by Keyshawn Nixon, 105 yards. He ran straight through the middle of the field. Past everybody.
I saw the camera angle on that one from the runner Nixon's perspective. You could have drove 3 buses through that hole.
Yeah, he didn't make any moves. He ran at 25 miles an hour straight down the field, and no one touched him. They should have tried to tackle him. It would have worked out. It didn't. So, and then following that was an interception return for a touchdown, 75 yards. Darnell Savage.
Yeah. Great.
So it was 14-3. Packers had 14 yards of offense. If anybody was watching, Tony Romo was sure to point that out during the game. It was 14. The Vikings did nothing on offense for basically 3.5 quarters. They scored their first touchdown with 7 minutes left in the game. That's correct.
In the Vikings' lack of
say
defense.
Say defense.
Yeah,
say
it. Yeah. And their defense, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Our backup center got injured, so we had a backup at center, and he was not helping anything.
No, when you go third string anything, disadvantage. Third string center big time on the road. They covered it during the game. They couldn't call blitzes out. They couldn't change plays.
No.
Silent count wasn't working. It was big disadvantage.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Plus our starting Brian O'Neill, our left or right tackle, whatever he is, he was out too. So that didn't help anything atop of everything. No, so.
Anybody listening to Vikings for the last couple of years, thin offensive line has been a problem, and it bounces up at the last second to last part of the season. Packers, they had 150 yards passing. They had 160 yards rushing. They ran it 31 times. They just kept coming all day, and they didn't have to do anything else because the Vikings turned it over 4 times. That's 3 Kirk Cousins interceptions and a pretty solid strip sack fumble by Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark.
I didn't even know he was still playing.
Big old guy in the middle of the Packers line shoved over that third string center, knocked Kirk Cousins out and stole the ball from him. And that was game over. It was game over, like I said, from the beginning. They have, if you've watched any Vikings games in prime time this year, they have all been over by basically halftime. They have lost to the 49ers, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Packers this year. Those are three for sure playoff teams, and one maybe a playoff team. They've lost to them by a combined score of 143-34. For anyone keeping track at home, that's like losing 30-7 to some really good teams. They've played really well against poorly coached bad teams, and they have lost to teams that looked like they got outcoached by.
Yes.
Does that seem fair?
Yes. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of it that is the defense, I think. I don't know what's going to happen with Donatell because he's not doing it right. I mean, he's not doing anything right.
Is it a player or a scheme, or is it a little bit of both?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. And yes. You know, our secondary is really old. I mean, they're my favorite players, Harrison Smith, you know, Patrick Peterson. They're two, three years past their prime.
They were players of the decade in a previous decade.
Yeah, I mean, Harrison Smith's still good, but he's that cagey veteran. But, you know, I mean, we lost our first round.
Sure.
To injury, you know. They were kind of banking on him to kind of shore up that secondary. So that didn't happen.
Yep,
and the rest of the, I mean, yeah.
I mean, they are who they are.
It's a mess. The defense is really a mess. I mean, yes, we got Zadarius Smith, who made the Pro Bowl as a starter.
Sure.
You know, you got Kendricks in there, who's great. I mean, but I think the scheme is off, and I think we're lacking players. So I think in the draft, they're going to really do defensive players, I think. They should.
And good, well-managed teams do that. They find their weakness, and they just
fix it.
They fix it. Packers did that, have done that on offense. They've done that with offensive line.
Well, not on offense.
They've tried to do that on various times.
Never grabbed any wide receivers when you needed to, but
maybe next year.
Yeah.
It's fun to talk about the draft, right?
Yeah.
So what's next for the Vikings is they are playing the Bears. A bad team on their probably backup quarterback. There'll be no Justin Fields, so you have to win that game. If you're going into the playoffs, and the Vikings are, regardless of seeding or who that makes them play in the playoffs, they have to come out and they have to beat the Bears. That's what they have.
Yeah, because if you lose that game, you lose it, you're just like, come on, really?
You're just another team in the playoffs.
And you're done.
And if you're the Packers, what's next is you've got yourself a very, very big game. They've moved this game. The Packers-Lions game was just going to be a regular old Sunday game. It has been moved to Sunday night football because the winner goes to the playoffs at 9-8. The Lions have been really good since beating the Packers in November. They've been 7-2. Packers, of course, have played really well since beating.
Slightly.
You know, slightly better at certain points in the season. They were really good. Then they were bad for five games. Now they've won.
Well, there were what? It was 5 games ago. So they were, what, 4-7?
Correct.
And interviews went, and Rodgers was like, well, we still got a chance at this. We just got to win out and just fix the things. And everybody's like, you're full of it.
It seemed silly a month ago. It seemed silly a month ago, and then every win, and then the Dolphins win, and then this game last week, they look like a playoff team. If you took their record away, they looked like a playoff team. Like, it's not exciting to watch Aaron Rodgers throw for 150 yards, but it wins games. He's at that point in his career. Their offense with the players they have, they are not a pass-the-ball-a-lot team. They are run-the-ball-a-lot team. So I think in this Packers-Lions game, you are going to see a lot of running. It's going to look like an old-school Big Ten, Big Ten game. The Lions run the ball. Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift combined for 1,500 yards and 20 touchdowns. And Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are one of the best duos in the league. So I think you're going to see just a whole lot of running the football. They also have Amon St. Brown. He had 100 receptions, 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. The number 2 pick in the draft is on the Lions team. He had 7.5 sacks. They have better skill position players.
That team is doing, Dan Campbell.
Yes, once again.
He's changed. You know, you hate when everybody's
Dan
talking
Campbell
about,
has turned into Jim Leonard for you. You have nailed it. You have made a...
But no, Dan Campbell, you know, I hate the word cultured, but for Detroit, it really needed it. You know, that change and everything and change of mentality. You know, Jared Goff might be in the playoffs.
Jared Goff is a Pro Bowler. Jared Goff is a top 5 MVP candidate. And a couple of years ago, I couldn't tell you Jared Goff was a starter. for anyone in the league to go from number one overall pick to a Super Bowl to a nobody to he's had a big run. And yeah, so maybe it is a culture thing, and maybe Dan Campbell is doing it the right way.
He's kind of like, I think he's not getting as much attention as New York Giants Dable goes.
Sure.
Because Dable just has approved. The Giants were just a hot mess no matter what.
A lot more talent than the Lions had. I'm pretty sure Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones.
That's it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
that's fair. You know, so that Packers Lions game,
it'll mean a lot. It needs. I think the Packers have to win it in order to even get into there.
Correct. It. I wasn't sure how it all. There's three teams for one spot. It's the Packers, the Lions, and Seattle. I was trying to work out how Seattle makes it because the Packers Lions winner, is in the playoffs. So I'm not entirely sure, but no, if you were going to tell me, the Packers basically started the playoffs a month ago, and they've been on a hot streak, finding ways to correctly win the games. That's really, really all you can ask for at this point in the season. The Packers defense in the last two games has had seven turnovers. They talk about the defensive coordinator is bad or the players aren't right. The players are coming around. They're winning the games in front of them. So you're going to look. What are you looking up, guy?
I'm just looking up all the scenarios.
You know, the AFC's got quite a few. The NFC's more settled. I know we were talking
about. The AFC is up in the air right now because of the certain game on Monday night.
There was an unfinished game.
Yeah.
True.
I
can tell you, we were talking off the air about things I cannot tell you how much I don't want to see Tom Brady in the playoffs. He's got a home playoff game. Nothing excites me less at this point than a Tom Brady against maybe Kirk Cousins to make it to a Super Bowl. That is pretty feels like what the NFL is going to give you, but that's a, you know,
it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, look at, you know, Brady and the Bucks. I think I just had their standings in front of me here.
They are they have the same record as the Packers. I'm fairly certain they are playing in a pretty bad division. And every year there's at least one division.
They're 8-8. They got New Orleans, Carolina, and Atlanta. And at 8-8, it's going to make it in.
Yeah. Every year you get one division that just is a stink division, and you got one division that's real good. The NFC East, up until a couple weeks ago, looked like they might have four playoff teams. And a couple weeks ago, nobody from the NFC South deserved to make the playoffs. Yeah. And you'll get one more Tom Brady in prime time. You look at the teams in the playoffs. Clearly quarterback play. There isn't a bad quarterback that is going to make the playoffs. So for any talk of you need to replace Aaron Rodgers, you need to do something. As a Packer fan, they have a quarterback who makes the playoffs. It always comes down to last week of the season, you know. A lot of teams, have mailed it in a long time ago. I watched a Dolphins team 2 weeks in a row. Feel like they weren't a playoff team, but I've watched a Packers team in the last month look like a playoff team. So,
here's the Packers' path.
Sure.
They win, they're in.
Okay.
That's it. If they lose, if the Packers lose, the Seahawks would get in if they beat the Rams. So.
Okay.
But if the Seahawks lose and Packers lose, then the Lions are in. So,
gotcha. All
so right. This game between the Lions and Packers, it's an important game for both clubs. So,
and I'm, you know, if you're the Packers, it's if you don't make the playoffs, this season is an F, without a doubt.
Yeah. Oh,
it's an F. Even absolutely. If you make the playoffs, it's a C plus season.
Yeah.
If you're the Lions, you have an A plus season already. To go from a team nobody talked about to a team on prime time with a chance to make the playoffs, win or lose in this game, their season is an A plus. But yes, if the Packers do not win and do not make the playoffs, you can call this season an F.
Yeah.
You can call this season a start from scratch, let's pretend like it never happened season.
Vikings, I think this season, no matter what, is a win.
Okay. Yes.
You know, brand new first time coach, coaching staff.
Sure. Yes.
You know, last year I think we were 8-8. I think we were where the Packers are. You know, it shows. We didn't make the playoffs. You know, to me,
last year at the end of the year, you heard a lot of Vikings players talk about the coaches failed us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you kind of, as a fan, you're like, you kind of wonder, like, who's to blame? No, it was the coaches. They have the same team as last year, and they are a much, much better team, winning close games
for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think for me as a fan, I'd go, hey, they more likely they're going to play the Giants. If they beat the Giants in the first round, great. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point, perfect.
Right. You can call that season a success.
Yeah.
You're one game away from a Super Bowl or something.
You know, we're probably one quarterback and several key people on the defense away from a Super Bowl.
And as a Packer fan, win or lose, I would just like to start talking about the offseason.
Yeah, right.
Because I don't think they can win a playoff game as much as people want to get excited about an Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. That team's not a winning team against real teams.
And honestly, right now, nobody's beating San Francisco.
They look
even
great.
With Brock Purdy.
Yeah, a third-string quarterback.
He has gotten himself from being Mr. Irrelevant to maybe finding a starting job next year.
Sure. It'd be hard to argue that he isn't one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. To go from nothing, third-string, practice squad, to backup, to starter. Yeah, that San Francisco story is when you talk about a well-oiled machine, a well-crafted team, they've
well
done
coached.
It well coached, well everything. Yep, San Francisco is the team.
Yeah, I don't even think the Eagles could beat them.
That's why they play the game. That makes
sense. Because that defense, yeah. I mean, that defense is stellar. It's number one, I think, across the board and everything almost. And that offense I think they're going to get.
Well, you've got Christian McCaffrey, who is the best running back in football, traded midseason, and he is unstoppable.
Him being traded to San Francisco and T.J. Hockenson to Minnesota, those are probably tied for the best offseason or during the middle
season.
You
don't see a lot of trades in the NFL very often because you got to learn schemes. You got to learn new teams. You got to fit guys in. Salary caps are tight. Those are great. You don't see top-level first-round picks traded like that.
No.
And they've worked out well for both teams.
But, yeah, so call it my prediction. It's going to probably be San Fran, and I'm going to think with everything going on, I think it's going to be Buffalo.
You're like, okay, I can.
Depending on what happens
game. Sure, I can roll with that. Buffalo has looked real good. They're a complete team. You forget about the Chiefs because they're always good. I couldn't not pick them.
Right. But I think.
But no, the NFL playoffs, man, they're so excited. They give you a month of nothing but good football. Saturdays, Sundays for a month, starting soon. So I know next week we will cover everything. We'll wrap up the NFL season and talk about hopefully two teams from the Central making the playoffs. Otherwise, we get to talk about things like Jordan Love. We get to, we get to talk about things like, is Kirk Cousins really the quarterback of the future? So I'm really excited for one more week of actual NFL games that we get to talk about.
And I just want to bring up, everybody's talking about Damar Hamlin, that safety from Buffalo that was on Monday night.
Yes.
Seriously, just a weird, just a bad thing.
Terrible fluke hit, terrible injury.
CPR on the field.
Yeah.
So the young man, back in 2020, when he came into the league, started a foundation toy drive he's from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Started a toy drive with his hopes of maybe raising like $2,500. He had maybe raised $2,400 prior to Monday after the accident and everything. His toy drive now has raised $6,750,000.
That is overwhelming support.
You know, that's a lot.
Chasing M's Foundation Community Toy Drive. And Fanny, it's on Kickstarter. I'm fairly sure.
GoFundMe.
The Chasing M's Foundation Community Toy Drive. We were running through the list. NFL teams have given $10,000. Players and celebrities have given $5,000 and $10,000. There is a silver lining on that, and that is it. Yep.
I mean, and the other silver lining I heard this morning that he was actually doing better. He's still unconscious, but he's making progress, which they want to see. So that's good. So we'll keep you up to him.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next week and see where he's at and how he's doing. But a lot of that, what happened on Monday, really comes down to what's going to happen with the playoffs. because those are two of the top three teams buying for a position, and they got to make it up.
Tough thing when the sub story on that was the what is going to happen in the playoffs. Really does tell you kind of the cycle of how sports just keep kind of rolling through.
So, do you want to go to a song?
Let's play a song.
What song would you like me to play?
I would like to play you one of my dad's favorites, which would work better. Normally, my dad is playing his radio show in the studio next to us. He made his early and dipped, so I'm going to point to where he would be.
It's radio.
It is radio. I'm pointing with two hands, though, so it's like in HD. Center Field by John Fogerty, buddy. Let's cue that bad boy up. Ooh, man, that is hitting the FM dials hard with John Fogerty, Center Field. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a winner.
I thought you wanted to play Center Field by Jay Giles at first.
Center Fold.
Yeah, whatever.
Next time. Next time, just surprise me with a song.
No.
Dealer's choice, buddy. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
We got a couple minutes left. We can talk about the Wisconsin Badgers. Yes. Yeah. We will talk about Badger football real quick. They had a transfer last week. Nick Evers, quarterback, transferred in. Big, big from Oklahoma, big deal, big transfer this year or this week. They had another one. Tanner Mordecai is a senior grad transfer from SMU, Southern Methodist University. He's got a year of eligibility left. Last year, he threw for 39 touchdowns. He was third-team All-American. He's a great senior quarterback. They now have the best quarterback room in the Big Ten. They have that's what Ohio State has. That's what Michigan has.
Because Ohio State, what's his name, Barrett?
CJ Stroud will be.
Because he's going to go to the NFL.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep. Nope. The Badgers have a good quarterback room. They also officially signed Mike Tressel and Phil Longo as their assistant coaches. Tressel comes over as the defense coordinator from Cincinnati. He was in the running for mid-major head coaching jobs.
Was his dad an NFL coach?
Correct. No, Jim Tressel.
Jim.
Ohio State. Oh. Yes. Yeah, Ohio State's Jim Tressel. Yep.
I was thinking, yep.
And Phil Longo was the assistant coach of the year. He could have been a head coach at a mid-major program. The Badgers have a real deal coaching staff. So
it's amazing what happens when they're not Barry Alvarez people.
None of these are Barry Alvarez's people. Not a coincidence that they have thought outside the box and had success with it. Second part of this, Badger basketball.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
They are ranked 14th in the country because they beat the Minnesota Gophers 63-60. Old school Big Ten, play a lot of defense, 63-60. Their bigs, Stephen Crowell, once again, the guy from Minnesota.
Lake City.
Hey. There it is, buddy. Somebody's been paying attention. 17-8. Chucky Hepburn had 16-4 assists. They look like the Badgers teams from few years ago that didn't have All-Americans and that didn't have Frank Kaminsky or Johnny Davis.
I remember those days.
These are just defensive-minded, team-orientated teams that win games. Yeah, they're going to just keep winning, plinking teams off. They go Saturday. They go against the 9-4 Illinois Fighting Illini. That is on ESPN2, in case you're flipping through. Oh. Yeah, in case.
So now we're dropping a TV show or TV channels. You know,
they're on TV.
We're looking for sponsorship.
From ESPN2. Yeah,
How about ESPN deport this?
I'll take ESPN Ocho's money. I'll take Ocho money, man. Me, you, and some cornhole. Then they got Michigan State on Tuesday. The Wisconsin Badgers look, once again, arrow pointing in the right direction for them. That really about covers everything useful that I know about sports this week. As I said, it's pretty light sports. There's no baseball. There's no Bucks aren't that exciting yet. They're still winning a lot of games.
I think he hit, 55 points last night, though?
Oh, Giannis had, back-to-back 40, more than 40 and more than 10 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the MVP once again.
Okay.
That'll wrap it up, man. Is there anything else you'd like to plug a sponsor? Would you like to tell a joke?
We don't have sponsors.
Would you like
yet.
To make up a sponsor? And
no, I got nothing.
Nothing, man.
Just thanks for listening.
Yes.
Every Friday, 9 a.m. or 9:30 a.m.
9:30 in the morning. And see you then.
Spotify at a similar time. So
bye. Thanks.